Albert did this. Anyone that knew me knew I had a very special bond with my grandfather. It was a relationship that not many granddaughters and grandfathers get to share with each other. We talked on the phone no less than 5, sometimes 6 days a week. He was one of my closest friends. We just liked to check in with each other, make sure the other one was doing good and feeling good. He would ask me about my house, about my husband, how my dad was doing, what my sister was up to, how work was going. It was really just his sneaky way of seeing how everyone in the family was doing without having to call each and every one of them. He was always there for me. He loved to know what was going on in my life, and he enjoyed giving me advice, which he did often. Remember the 3 C's, Samantha. Stay cool, calm, and collected, he would always remind me. And if I forgot to call for more than 3 days in a row for whatever reason, the next time he picked up, he would answer the phone and say, "Hey, Samantha, how is Paris?" And I would say, "What do you mean, Papu?" And he would reply, "Well, you haven't called for 3 days, so you must have been out of the country." Papu was such a huge part of my life for the last 32 years. He never missed a single, Papu and Gigi, never missed a single one of my basketball games growing up. Never missed a middle school, high school, or college graduation for myself or my sister. Took me out to dinner every year for my birthday for 32 years straight, with at least 10 of those years being at Benihana's, which was both of our favorite restaurants. He was there when I got my first car at age 16, helped me pick out my first home at age 31. He's truly been a part of every major milestone moment in my life. I really wish we could keep grandparents forever. In addition to all those milestone moments, my sister and Alex and I had dinner with him every Tuesday night for years, up until COVID, and I'm so thankful for that. We got more time with him and Gigi than I think most grandkids get with their grandparents in an entire lifetime. During those dinners, we talked about work, boyfriends, what items he wanted us to buy for him that he saw in a magazine or on some infomercial, what things he needed us to fix around the house, what bills he needed us to look at, and so on. He always had a list that he handwrote every Tuesday with what he needed from us so he'd never forget. Remember, girls, the weakest of ink is stronger than the strongest of memories, he would always tell us. Every night after dinner, he would shove dessert at me, even when I tried to tell him I was dieting for my wedding. "You're too skinny," he would say. "Eat the ice cream. I bought your favorite flavor." He loved his desserts, but more so he actually just liked having one bite of dessert and sticking the rest of it in front of me for me to finish. He did this whenever we went out to restaurants, too. At these Tuesday night dinners, Alex and I taught him how to text, how to use Netflix, how to record his favorite shows, how to buy things on Amazon, even though he didn't trust himself to do it and would just call us whenever he wanted us to make a purchase for him. Papa was quick with his comebacks and jokes. He was very witty right up until the very end. He made me laugh all the time. He made everyone laugh, honestly. After I got back from backpacking Europe for the summer, I had the pleasure of moving in with Papu and Gigi for about 6 months. And one night we were having dinner, and Papu was trying to toast a large piece of sourdough bread for his tuna sandwich. He started yelling at Gigi, "Jean, why do you keep buying bread that's too big for the toaster? You have to stop doing that." And I said, "Papu, you just need to cut it in half and put half on one side and half on the other." And he replied, "Oh, well, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to think of that." The next week, he called me and asked me to buy him a new toaster on Amazon that would fit a full slice of sourdough bread. Papa was an amazing man and an amazing grandfather. Every time I talked to him, he told me how proud he was of me. He thought so highly of me, and he was so proud of what I had accomplished in life thus far, but more so what he believed I was still going to accomplish. He always said, "When you become CEO one day and have your own office, make sure you frame a photo of me in there, and make sure it's a really good picture of me." Well, I'm not a CEO yet, but I do have my own office, and there's more than one framed photo of Papu and I in there, and Gigi, and Uncle Harry, and Auntie Trudy. Papu loved all of his grandkids so much. He loved being with us and talking with us. Even if he wasn't feeling well and didn't feel like talking on the phone, if it was one of the grandkids calling, he would answer. He made sure to teach us all some very valuable life lessons. Like to sit up straight, and to send our fries back if they are cold, to send the soup back if it isn't hot. Meanwhile, we would cringe whenever he did this at a restaurant, but he never understood why. He always said that you shouldn't pay for something you don't like, as if it was as simple as that. There are an infinite number of things I'm gonna miss about Papu. I'm going to miss how protective he was of me. I'm going to miss his daily encouragement, his sense of humor, and his endless love. I'm gonna miss him taking the lid off the pepper shaker at nice restaurants and drowning his food in it. I'm gonna miss him getting upset if I made his tuna wrong. I'm gonna miss how he always tucked his shirt into his underwear instead of just his pants. Huh. I'm going to miss all of his meaningful quotes and sage advice. I'm going to miss calling him every day on my way home from work. But most of all, I'm going to miss him, my favorite person in the entire world. I'm so sad that he won't get to meet his great-grandchild in 4 months. But I will be sure to share all Papa's life lessons and his famous sayings and quotes and the memories we had together with all of his future great-grandchildren. I'm so incredibly thankful that he made it to see both my sister and I get married this year. It was so important for us, for both of us, that our grandparents were in attendance at our weddings. So much so that it was one of the main reasons we both went through with a wedding during the national pandemic. I'm eternally grateful that Papa and I not only share a first name, but that we now also share the same wedding anniversary, so he will always be a part of me for the rest of my life. I'm good, I'm not gonna read the last part, but like Albert said, we're gonna get through this, Gigi, you will get through this. We will all here for you. We're all here for each other. A huge, huge support system. We're gonna be okay, and Pop would want us all to be okay.